One concerned mother who lives in St. John's, she's voicing her concerns regarding the images and videos from George Street last weekend. Stacy Gale is mother to six-year-old Abigail, who was recently diagnosed with leukemia. Gale says she now fears the repercussions which might follow the jam-packed nightlife over the weekend and how her child's summer has essentially been taken away. Here's what she has to say.
So obviously, knowing that the Atlantic bubble is open, they have cases. You know, when people come to Newfoundland, they come here to go to George Street. So whether or not you show signs that you have COVID or not, you could be asymptomatic, which you're downtown, you're touching someone who will show signs. And then how do you do tracing when you're in a nightclub like that? You don't know everybody who's walking into the building, especially when you're packed like sardines. So it's concerning to me because, like, not only do I have a daughter who has cancer who certainly can't get COVID, but I have lots of people in my life that shouldn't and wouldn't survive COVID if they got it. So it's super concerning to me that downtown is like this right now. Like, why is it open when you can't even go to the hospital on the health science side and visit anybody in there? They can't have any visitors. So if it got to the point where the Janeway couldn't have visitors and I couldn't bring Abby to her appointment and I had to drop her off and leave, that wouldn't be okay with me because someone decided to go downtown, you know?
So how does that make you feel?
Well, it's super frustrating. I don't expect anyone without a sick loved one or a sick family friend or a sick whatever to completely understand someone like in my position, my concerns. But guidelines, there's guidelines, and yes, like, the bars are told to only operate at a reduced capacity, but those pictures didn't show a reduced capacity. That looked like a normal night downtown before COVID.
So, seeing what you've seen, how is that going to affect your life moving forward?
Well, like, I was allowing Abby, like, we have two bubbles. We have two of my friends in my bubble, and I allowed Abby to see her grandmother and her aunt as well. But now I have to reel her back in. I don't even feel comfortable letting Abby go for a walk by her, like, herself. Like, she's six. How am I supposed to tell her not to touch a tree in case someone else touched a tree? You know, Abby can't even catch a cold, let alone COVID. Like, I don't expect anyone to limit themselves. Like, certainly not. Like, if there's guidelines to follow, if everybody just followed the guidelines, then I would obviously feel comfortable with allowing her to play outside freely, not necessarily touch anything, but at least go outside and enjoy the summer. But now I don't feel comfortable doing that because I don't know who's been where now. Not that I ever did, but, like, if you went downtown, you don't know exactly everyone you were around. So now I just have to keep her back inside on her deck to play. Like, summer's going to be limited now.
If there is something that you could say to people who maybe were a little lax with guidelines or maybe didn't have this front and center of their mind when they decided to go, obviously, enjoy themselves out, or maybe were a little lax with the guidelines in general, what would you say to those people?
Without sounding mean or, like, rude, I would just ask if people could respect other people. You know, like, going downtown isn't exactly respecting, say, your neighbor who could be sick. Like, I understand that people have been pent up inside for, like, 3 months and they have energy to burn and they miss socializing, but there's a way to socialize without being jam-packed into a club downtown.